Luke, as you know, I had a bit of a family emergency over the past couple of weeks. And as the gracious co-host that you are, you gave me all the space that I needed to attend to it, which I've done so, and things are looking a lot better on that front.
I'm glad to hear.
Thank you. Thank you. And it's, I've had some great support throughout the process. One of the I guess, happy side effects, all things considered, is that I've been somewhat disconnected from what's been going on in the world of WordPress, except for like a few key points here and there. I've still made time to read the repository once a week. I'm happy to be back, and I'm curious, like, what's been going on in the world of WordPress?
Not heaps. It's been, a blessing and a curse. A blessing in that we're not stressed out of our minds with whatever the latest bit of drama is, and a bit of a curse in that we run a WordPress podcast. What are we going to talk about? But Ryan McHugh, LoopConf, that happened.
Yep.
And I really, really enjoyed Ryan McHugh's talk about FAIR and how FAIR works. He got into the technical nitty gritty of all of that sort of thing.
Interesting. I still remain pretty, like, I feel like somewhat in the dark and unimpressed, like, by it. So I'm curious, like, what stood out to you? Like, what is there anything in particular that stood out to you?
I am completely, what's the right word? I'm a convert. I'm a FAIR convert. I'm going to install the FAIR plugin on all my websites.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mainly, one of the big reasons is privacy. I didn't realize, I have been working, Jonathan, in WordPress for a very long time. I didn't realize this. Do you remember, it's been a while. A while ago, there was like a browser thing that came up in the WordPress admin that said, you're using an old browser.
Or I you're do. Using... That's like way long ago, but I do remember.
Yeah. So the way that works is that it sends a request with all of your browser information over to Automattic. And then that request gets processed and sent back with like a list of whether it's good or not.
Okay.
As opposed to just doing something, you know, updating a file in WordPress that just says, what are the supported browsers?
Interesting. And I don't know how much you've looked into this. This is the first that I'm hearing about it. But like all sorts of questions come to mind. Like, is that data being stored? Is there a clear policy about how that data is being used?
There doesn't seem to be much of a policy at all. And the thing is, I don't really know where I would go to get that policy because it's my WordPress website. Maybe inside of the WordPress admin somewhere, but there's no privacy policy page in the WordPress admin. It's a bit bizarre. Maybe WordPress.org. I haven't checked out the privacy policy there, but Ryan McHugh in his talk said, you know, he wasn't making any bold statements, but he said, well, maybe you should check out the privacy policy on .org because it might be that this isn't even mentioned. So that's kind of scary. And then pinging, you know, the pinging mechanism inside of WordPress.
Do you mean the ping back?
Like, yep. Yeah, that's right. Yep. It used to be that there was like a few different services that supported this and it sort of worked via a number of different players in the ping back space. Well, they've all shut down except for one. And that one is owned by Automattic.
Interesting. So let's come back to this in a moment. Quick, one of the other stories that did catch my attention is the Internet Archive plugin and the partnership between Automattic and the Internet Archive. And at first glance, and I understand that you actually were involved in reviewing this one and your duties on the plugin review team. But at first glance, I looked at that and I'm like, oh, cool. I don't know much about it. I really like the Internet Archive. And I found it to be so useful on so many occasions. I occasionally ask myself questions.
I love it.
Like, what are they? How do they do this? Like, how does this work? What's the catch? Occasionally occurs to me. But at first blush, when I saw that announcement, I was like, oh, cool. This, and at least as I'm listening to you describe this, what I'm hearing is like, oh man, this seems kind of sketchy. This is kind of, I think to me, one other side of that coin is, oh, could this project, maybe it's not that big of a deal, but I'm like, this feels like the type of thing that Automattic is well positioned to be investing in projects like this Internet Archive thing.
Mm. Right. I have to be careful about how much I say.
Of course.
I get the impression that this is, I don't know that this is true for sure, but my impression is that this is a project that the Internet Archive folks reached out to Automattic and said, hey, can you help us build this thing? And okay. There might have even been like some payment involved for that service. And now it's launched. I don't know. I don't know the details, but...
So in your mind, this is less about, because part of what prompted this for me is I'm hearing a, like, when you're centralized, there are things that you can do, and it's all good until concerns about, like, abuse of power come up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this to me is at the heart of the FAIR project's contention, is
it,
like...
Even then, it's not all, it, like, concerns of privacy also.
Sure. Right. Right. And part of it is like, there may be nothing going on. Maybe that data is not even being stored, but unless we know that, it leads to like what could be an innocuous check on your browser could suddenly be like, there's a lot of data that's now available about a lot of the usage of the web. Right. Which could be useful for other purposes as well, beyond its stated intention, which would be concerning.
Also, it's, I mean, that means that Automattic have actual statistical, reliable data showing how many daily active users WordPress has.
Ah, interesting. Interesting.
I'd love to see that. I'd love to know, you know. And
right.
Then we get to compare it to the results of other apps and other ecosystem things. And maybe we see, oh, the daily active user has been falling for the past 6 months, or we see a growth, or maybe we can compare it to Squarespace and go, oh, look at that. Like we're catching up to them, or we're way ahead, or who knows? Like, but we just don't have any of that data. Why not? I'd love to see it.
So my hunch is that Automattic doesn't have that. But it's interesting that like it might be actually, to your point, maybe technically possible to have that. And I think I would be concerned as an outsider if that data was actively being cultivated and maintained and utilized internally and that not be disclosed. Because you're right, it could be useful, it could be interesting, it could tell a number of different stories, right? Mm-hmm. about actual utilization. But to have that and for the method of having that not be disclosed, like that, my bet is that it's not there, even if it would be technically possible to do it. And if it were there, I think I'd find that concerning without disclosure.
Well, I think there's precedent for it. Like, look at the plugin directory. The only people who have access to see the amount of active users per plugin is people who work for Automattic. And like my suspicion is that that's because they don't want to see that, you know, they don't want to reveal that, I don't know, Elementor has twice as many users as Jetpack or and things like that. But so they put a cap, you know, whatever it is, 5 million plus or
right.
I don't even know. And so, but like we get these, like we don't get to see how many active installs each plugin has, except for a vague rounded number. And there are people at Automattic that have access to that, and they refuse to sort of publish that for no good reason.
Yeah, that whole, I remember it's been a couple seasons since we covered that whole thing still bugs me a bit in memory.
Bugs like I don't feel like that's one of the cool things about FAIR, by the way, is that there's a whole like analytics component to it.
Okay, so let's go back to that. You watch Ryan's talk. You have this context. You said you're going to start installing it on all of your WordPress instances going forward. What does it do for you?
Well, for one, it sort of just replaces a lot of those services that hit automatic for no good reason. In fact, it replaces them with things that are even better. So, for example, if I want to know if I've got an outdated browser, well, the FAIR plugin just has that built in so that it can all run locally in the browser using data from Can I Use and things like that. Do you know what I mean? So that can all be local, can all be completely private. There's no reason for that data to go offsite. So that's maybe like the main reason in the short term.
If I were to install FAIR on my instance, like what changes in practice? Do the featured plugins suddenly change?
I don't actually know.
And if they do, are is it like Yoast that shows up and human-made plugins? Like that's the perhaps the cynic in me is like if that swaps it out, if it's not just Jetpack and Akismet, like what is there? Is it just gone?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know what it would be or how that would be fair, but that's interesting. But, so rather than pulling from, I don't know, WordPress news or whatever, it pulls from the WP.world, which is a funded community-run events, big events list, which is cool.
Interesting. Okay. All right. So I'm going to have to check this out myself. That's an interesting like bifurcation of tradition, right? For better or for worse, right? Because when I think about the .org, I remember when like Do the Woo started showing up there. And there's like Matt himself, I think if last time recalling, personally curates like which RSS feeds are pulled from that are included. And in theory, you can have this similar type of experience, but you also have an opportunity for someone else to make other editorial decisions. Like I'm guessing the, you know, is Matt's blog going to be included in that?
So okay, let me just come back to the question, like what do you get when you install FAIR? You get browser version checks running locally on your site. You don't have to use Gravatar. All of the WordPress news and meetups, that comes from the WP.world and stuff like that. Your PHP version checks, instead of going to automatic for a PHP version check, it just uses PHP.net. Your emoji CDN, instead of going to automatic to load all your emoji, it goes through JS Deliver. Instead of doing your pings through like that automatic ping thing, it just goes directly to IndexNow, which is like a industry standard thing for telling search engines about new things to index. So it's just like all of these layers where WordPress depends on WordPress.org and automatic, it takes that away. And then one thing that it doesn't do is change your plugin directory, theme directory, translations, and updates. That still happens from WordPress.org. But you can, and I don't know if this is now or in the future, change it so that you're using like an AspirePress mirror of the WordPress.org repositories, or include new ones.
So one thing I'm going to be curious about is to see how this goes is, as I'm recalling it, one of Matt's like stated contentions was basically like, hey, there's a lot of stuff that we do for you on .org that most of y'all don't appreciate or don't know about and sort of don't appreciate, and WP Engine is not one to pay for it. And it's objectively true. And part of what I'm seeing as a response in the FAIR project here is like, hey, we didn't ask you to do all that. You're doing things above and beyond what you needed to do. And there's some benefits and trade-offs that we're becoming more aware of. So
and
we're
not
going
being super open about it.
Right. So now there's this replacement. I think what I'm going to be interested to see is what does adoption look like? Because the moment this gets really interesting is, does one or two big hosts make the switch and say like, hey, we're going to now use this and that? Because to me, this goes nowhere in practice if it's just based on whether folks like yourself install this manually. And I mean, sure, it could go somewhere, but in terms of real adoption, I think it's ultimately something that would be end users not even being aware of the change, which poses interesting implications for the WordPress ecosystem as a whole,